Hey, hey, it's you, Linda Renee, aka Docu Rock, and this is another episode of Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock. And so this podcast is affiliated with the nonprofit Heal on Purpose, Inc., an organization committed to researching and providing education on the impact of sexual trauma in and on the Black community, while also creating resources to aid in collective and individual healing. Why? Because it's necessary. And on this podcast, we're going to be talking about all the different ways our trauma can be impacting our right now reality. And this goes for our relationship with ourselves, with others, with abundance, with our sexuality, with all of the things. We're going to talk about it and bring some light to it so that once conscious, we can choose. And if we choose to do the work, then Heal on Purpose is the place to be. You ready? Let's go. Hey, it's you, Linda Renee, and we are back with another episode of Heal on Purpose with Docu Rock, a bonus episode, actually bonus number 3, as we are on day 3 of Black Sexual Assault Awareness Week. And if you haven't been keeping up, every single day, Monday and Tuesday, now today, we've had a live series on Instagram where we've been pulling up and having conversations with different people to really explore the experience of different demographics within the community. So on Monday, we talked about the experience of Black men. Yesterday, Tuesday, we talked about the experience of Black boys. And now today, Wednesday, we are going to explore the experience of Black women. So if you haven't been tapped in, I highly suggest you run it back. You go check it out on the Instagram page, healonpurpose.inc, and hit the replay on the conversations you've missed. You can also go and listen to the other bonus podcasts to give you some insight on what the conversations were about. Now, today we are highlighting the experience of Black women, and we are talking about having the courage to utilize your no. And I'm bringing this to the forefront because as a board-certified sex therapist, I've had several women on my couch who have shared with me that they've experienced certain situations where they're having sexual relationships with a partner, and they did say no, but they also didn't say yes. And after the interaction, they felt shame, they felt disgust, they felt sadness because they really didn't want what went down to go down, but they did not know how to utilize their no. And I'm bringing this because this is a byproduct oftentimes of someone who has experienced a form of sexual trauma. Now, if we take it way, way back, okay, well, not that far, actually, if we take it back to slavery, women, Black women, slave women did not have the capacity to say no. They were considered property. So you did not have autonomy over the body. So if the master wanted to do what he do, if he wanted to share you with some of his people, it was what it was. You did not have the capacity to say no. Or if you fought and you said no, in most situations, you were beat severely or you were killed. So utilizing your no was dangerous. And bringing it back to right now, a lot of women who have experienced sexual trauma in relationships also experience physical trauma. There was domestic violence involved. So utilizing your no in those situations could also be dangerous. You didn't have the capacity to say no, to protect yourself by saying no, because your no could have caused physical harm. And when we have someone who've experienced this, whether or not it included DV or not, when your no has not been honored, when your no has been disregarded, sometimes you can get to a place of, what's the fucking point of even saying no? They're not going to stop. they're going to do it anyway. I might as well just lay here and take it. It's safer. And this is what happens when we experience trauma. Oftentimes, once the trauma is over, we're still responding as if we are in that trauma container. So if you've experienced this type of trauma where your body was violated, your no was disregarded to the point where you've now almost like a form of helplessness. And you might have heard this whole saying about the elephant when it was a little elephant, they tied the rope around it. And every time it tried to get away, it couldn't get away, to the point where when it was a bigger elephant, you could tie a little rope around it. Don't even have to use a chain. And it wouldn't even try and get away because it's been conditioned to feel as if it is helpless. And if you've been violated multiple times, you begin to feel that your no doesn't matter. You've been programmed to feel helpless. And even if you are removed out of that situation where your no didn't count, where your no was disregarded, maybe you're in a new relationship. And this is a healthier relationship that your no would be respected in, but you don't even think to utilize it because you've been conditioned. And we are bringing this up because this is something that's been happening. There's something that does happen where a person doesn't know how to operate in a healthy relationship because of the trauma that they're still carrying and how it affects them and impacts them in relationships. And so I just wanted to bring this to the forefront, because here's the thing. Sexual trauma impacts us in every aspect of our life. However, the main relationship that is impacted when you've experienced some form of sexual trauma is your relationship with yourself. There's shame, where you feel like something is fundamentally wrong with you. I've shared before the difference between guilt and shame, which is why the theme for this week is shatter the shame and breaking the silence. When you feel guilt, it's okay. I messed up. I fucked up. I did something wrong. That's my bad. I'm so sorry. I'm guilty of the crime, you know, etc. You've done something wrong. You can remedy that. You can repair if you've done something wrong in most cases. Shame is, I'm disgusting. I'm so fucked up. I'm broken. I'm beyond repair. I'm this, I'm that. Shame is a feeling of fundamentally something being wrong with you. Guilt, I did something wrong. Shame, I am wrong. And the thing about shame is that if we feel that there is something fundamentally wrong with us, we hide. I don't want to share this part of myself. I don't want to share this truth about myself because there is shame. I am ashamed of it because there's this feeling that there is nothing that can be done about it. This is the lie that is insidious about shame. This is the lie that hides within it, that keeps us isolated, that keeps us judging ourselves, that keeps us disconnected, not just from others, but from ourselves. Because there's this fundamental sense of dislike, of distrust, of disconnect. And so one of the things that can help us shatter the shame is by breaking the silence around these things. Because once we break the silence, once we make ourselves vulnerable enough to share these parts of ourselves that we fundamentally think is broken, we realize that it's not. If we allow ourselves to be vulnerable enough to connect, to be seen, we realize that there is nothing wrong with us. that there's, we might have done wrong, right? Because for those of us who've experienced some form of trauma, who've been hurt, sometimes we hurt others. That does not mean that at the core of us, there is something wrong. And I'm saying all of this to say that someone who has been abused, who is in a situation, who are in the midst of having sexual relationships or getting ready to, there's this whole thing that I can't even say no. I don't feel like I have the right to say no. I don't have the capacity to say no because I'm fucking, I'm a hoe anyway. I'm dirty. I'm nasty. I'm disgusting. It's whatever. It doesn't even matter. You know, I'm just letting them do what they want to do. I don't care. Whatever. And that's a lot of women's feeling who have experienced sexual trauma when they get into these situations where they really don't want to have sex. They really don't want to. But they feel like they can't say no. And for a lot of women, saying no seems like a lot of work. It seems like a lot of effort. It seems like it's going to be a big issue. They are often anticipating some form of pushback. And in order to avoid a situation, in order to avoid even potentially being forced, a lot of women are afraid of saying no and it not being honored and experiencing what they've experienced before again. And so this fear can keep them from even attempting to utilize their no because they're already anticipating it not being honored. And then if we want to take it to another step, for those who have disconnected so much from their body that they are not able to recognize their yes, their no, or their maybe, right? Maybe you, there's parts of you that's feeling like, okay, I might like this. This is something I want to do. But there's other parts of you that's like, nah, pump the brakes. What do we do when we're experiencing this misalignment within the body? What if old girl, you know, Queen V down there saying, yeah, I'm ready. I'm hot and ready. You know, like a Caesar pizza, as they say, I'm hot and ready. But your heart is saying no. Your heart is saying no. Our bodies, especially when we're talking about our sex organs, responds to stimuli, right? You can blow on it and be like, woo, ready to go. That doesn't mean your soul is ready. So although your body parts might be responding, that does not necessarily mean that you want anything, that you want to pursue that feeling. And if you're in a situation and you're with a partner and they recognize that Queen V is ready and hot and on, you know, on go, they might assume that your soul wants the same thing. In those situations, there's like, I don't know what to do. I don't really want to do this. I don't feel like I can say no. I'm confused. You can still have intimacy. But I don't want to give too much of the conversation away because I think we're going to talk about some of this on the live tonight. But these are just some of the things that I am thinking about, that I often think about as someone who wants to create space so we can have these conversations, so we can really shatter the shame, so we can reconcile with ourselves, with others, with source, with abundance. All of these places, all of these parts of our life that has been fractured because of what has happened to us, the disconnect that happens when we experience this form of trauma. And that is the whole point of this week, is to bring awareness to these different areas, these different conversations. And of course, we're not going to cover everything in a week span. This is simply the tip of the iceberg. Simply an invitation to look at these different areas, to explore these different topics, to be willing to highlight some of the things that are happening that often does not get talked about because of the very shame that often keeps us silent and separate and sometimes desperate. Because at the end of the day, most people want some form of connection. But shame can make it extremely difficult. But we're going to talk about it. That's the whole point. So until next time, make sure y'all are tapped in tonight, 6:30 p.m. and Thursday and Friday. We're keeping the conversation going the entire week, and we are wrapping up with a culminating event on September 21st at Woodson Library in the auditorium at 2:30. We are having a panel discussion. Right before then, there's a little luncheon, so get you something to eat. If you're in Chicago, pull up. But in the meantime, I love y'all lots. That's it. And y'all know what we do around here. What is that? We heal on purpose. Until next time. Peace. So that has been another episode of Heal on Purpose with Doc Rock. Bonus episode number 3. Look, I'm going to need y'all to make sure y'all are all in the places, in the spaces that you are getting these conversations, you are tapping in, that you are listening to these bonus tracks. 1 and 2, if you missed them, go ahead and catch those replays. Be in tune with us tomorrow and Friday. Make sure you tap in for those podcasts as well. And you catch us tonight at 6:30 p.m. on the Instagram page, healonpurpose.inc, so you can catch the live series. And make sure you pull up Thursday and Friday as well. We are doing this to bring awareness to the lived experience of Black folks with a history of sexual trauma. It is about putting in the work, and make sure you donate. I mean, because the coins help keep this going, all right? So healonpurpose.org. If you go to the homepage right there, there's a donate button. Go ahead and break us off a little something. We totally appreciate it. Either way, we're going to show up, we're going to do work, and we're going to do what? We're going to heal on purpose. Until next time, this is Doc Rock. I'm out.